WMRA News. I'm Bob Levicky. Fewer than 1 in 10 voters participated in the Democratic primary, but that was actually among the highest turnouts since the early 90s. The resulting slate of candidates are all from Northern Virginia, so how will that affect the general election? And we kick off WMRA's partnership with StoryCorps as the co-founder of the Arrow Project talks with her sons about being a single parent, helping the community, and failing gracefully. This is the WMRA Daily for Thursday, June 10th. About 8% of registered voters turned out for Tuesday's primary. That's down about 2 points from 2017's record. Data from the Virginia Public Access Project show it's still among the highest tallies for Democratic primaries since the early 1990s. Ben Pavier with VPM reports.
There were lots of reports during Tuesday's election of quiet polling locations. Republicans seized on the news, and some on Twitter warned it was a sign of low enthusiasm for Democrats.
Sometimes the Twitterverse gets a little breathless.
Stephen Farnsworth teaches political science at the University of Mary Washington. He says the roughly 48,000 votes cast isn't bad considering everything else people have going on in summer, like weddings and vacations.
The reality is that turnout numbers are never very high for primaries in June in Virginia.
Former President Donald Trump caused record turnout in Virginia races during his term, a phenomenon that helped Democrats seize power in Richmond. Farnsworth says the primary can't tell us whether that will continue this November.
Ben Pavier reporting. Democrats are heading into the fall campaign cycle with a ticket full of candidates from Northern Virginia. How might that shape the dynamics of the general election? Virginia Public Radio's Michael Pope reports.
Now that Democrats have their candidates for the fall election, Republicans are boasting that they have the most diverse statewide ticket in Virginia history. The GOP ticket includes candidates from Hampton Roads and Northern Virginia, as well as a black woman and the son of Cuban immigrants. But David Ramadan at George Mason University's Schar School says Republicans have lost the ability to invoke identity politics.
That would sell if the Republicans were not selling white supremacy and were not selling white nationalism. Minorities are not going to vote for Republicans, period, because of what they saw in the last 10 years.
Democratic strategist Ben Tribbett says Democrats will be facing a problem for the rest of the election cycle. Terry McAuliffe, Hala Ayala, and Mark Herring are all from Northern Virginia.
Typically, statewide elections tend to be determined in Hampton Roads. And Republicans have one candidate from Hampton Roads, but all three have ties to Hampton Roads. And so they have more geographic balance. I think that's more important than the other diversity that the Republicans are trying to highlight.
Some Democrats say they're worried that Republicans can go across the state and brand them as the Party of Northern Virginia, potentially costing them votes in key parts of the state. On the other hand, Northern Virginia's huge population is increasingly influential in elections. I'm Michael Pope.
Finally today, WMRA is partnering with StoryCorps this month to gather stories from our communities. And last week, on the first day of recording, Sabrina Burris spoke with her two sons, Tay Burris and Manny Chapman. The conversation begins with Manny asking his mother, Sabrina, about life as a young single parent.
What were some of the struggles of like raising us at a young age, and how did you combat them?
I distinctly remember when I lost my job, one of two jobs when we lived in Waynesboro, and we went to the grocery store. So we went to the register, and I didn't have enough money, and so I was trying to put things back so that we could get, you know, like whatever money I had. And I just became so overwhelmed, and I was tearful, and y'all were so little, and that I just left. I think I told the lady at the register, I was like, hey, I'm going to go see if I have another debit card in the car or something. But I really just wanted to like leave the premises. And Tay, you were like, why'd you leave all the groceries? Where's my cereal? And I was like trying to be so very, very calm because y'all were too young to understand. That was one of the biggest struggles of being a single mom is just the number of times that like we didn't have what we needed. And there was no way for me to be able to tell you all, you know, like, hey, I'm doing my best. So that was that was one of the biggest struggles, was just trying to navigate the financial parts of being a single mom.
You know, you being like a mental health professional, I think, I know you started your own nonprofit. It's called the Era Project. So I've never really heard you go in depth about it. So like what exactly is the Era Project and why did you want to start it?
I don't think I can go in depth, but I will tell you why I started it. And it connects to that question that you asked earlier about what were the struggles. Like our entire life from the moment that I became a mom at 21 has been like, hustle hard, grind hard, like do all the things, work the jobs that you don't want to work, because you gotta, you know, like you gotta make that money and put food on the table. And even from our Black experience, right, all of these things that systemically make it really hard for us to exist. And I was like, I want to create a place where people can feel heard and feel seen and celebrate their resilience and find love and hope and, you know, like get to the other side of whatever. So that's probably like one of the biggest reasons that I created Era Project. Like I wanted for there to be a place where people can live past and through and above. The year of COVID and the increase in racial unrest have been these really beautiful moments where we get to honor that. And I get to say like, hey, come to my space, let's do some individual counseling or group counseling or community engagement where we can help you to feel safe in this world and we can help you to find your resilience. There are other components of ERA that are really important, but that was the big one. Like I wanted to have something that was my own, that I created. No one can take it away from me, but most importantly, somewhere where people can live past their mental health issues and world issues and systemic issues. And so, yeah. What is something that I have taught you?
I would definitely say you've taught me how to fail gracefully or fail very strategically to make it look like it was intentional and then pick the pieces back up after the fact. So then everyone is like, oh man, he's good at that, I guess. And then, you know, we just keep on going. I'm like, nice, cool, like awesome. So I think that's definitely what I've learned.
Yeah. So I'm gonna hold on to that one forever, like, because we do, right? Like that's a part of life. We fail, but it's our ability to own it and work through it. But, yeah. What about you?
I would say like one thing you say a lot to me and just the people you talk to is what is it? Tap into yourself. It's like know where you're at before you make any decision or anything. So like just know where you are, know how you feel.
Funny enough, that's kind of like I learned it as being mindful, wherein Manny learned it as tapping in. So it's just kind of funny that those two things are connected in different ways.
But I appreciate that you both learned it because that's so important. Like I cannot tell you all how I can tell you because I tell you all the time like how important it is to tune in. Like when we tune into ourselves, we can navigate the world so much better. And like all of the most overwhelming things can feel so different when we're tapped in and grounded in ourselves. So I love that both of y'all have that. So great. I'll stop saying it. I won't. I'm going to keep saying it. But I'm glad that you're holding on to it. Okay. We're a dynamic trio. Manny says.
Yes. Absolutely.
Anything else, y'all? You good?
I think I can walk away from this knowing that I now know you all a lot better than I did before.
Thank you for sharing. Fun show.
Yes, thank you both as well. Awesome.
Tay Burris and Manny Chapman speaking with their mother, Sabrina Burris. She co-founded the Arrow Project, a community-focused mental health organization based in Stanton. You can learn more about StoryCorps and the Arrow Project and how you can sign up. There are still a few slots available for your opportunity to record your story in the virtual recording booth. It's all at WMRA.org. For WMRA News, I'm Bob Levicky. Thanks for listening. Stay safely connected and enjoy your Thursday.